Today's message for Sunday 23rd of January, 2022. The topic for today is Align with the Truth at All Times. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things, Psalms 45 verse 4. Truth is powerful. This is because wherever you find truth, especially the truth of God's word, God is there in all his majesty and power. If you want to ride through life prosperously and triumphantly, you must align with truth always. Truth is a lifter and a builder. It is a key which will open for you doors that your qualifications and wisdom cannot open. If you are truthful, people will trust you, not just with their money, but with other things. In fact, some will trust you with their life. I once heard the story of a man who managed properties for a certain businessman. In time, that businessman became the president of his country and brought in his former manager to head one of the most important cabinet offices in the government. When the president finished his term, he recommended and supported his truthful manager to succeed him as the nation's leader. But truth as a key will also close some doors to you. When you are committed to the truth, God ensures that doors that could lead you into destruction are kept shut against you. Had Ananias and Sapphira been committed to truth, the door to untimely death would have been shut against them. But because they chose to be enemies of truth, they couldn't enjoy her protection. Ultimately, their story teaches us that even when God has great plans for you, your commitment to truth will determine whether those plans will materialize or not. Be committed to truth, particularly the truth of God's word. That is the truth that delivers and empowers. Align your thoughts, words, and actions with it for optimum result. Receive grace to speak and stand for the truth at all times. Further Bible reading. Acts 5 verse 1 to 11. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.